Colin, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Rich. It's a pleasure. Real pleasure.
I have to ask, if anybody had told you in 1968 that here in 2025 we would still be talking about Odyssey and Oracle, the music of the zombies, would you have imagined that?
I would have thought they were insane, to be absolutely honest. But, you know, I think it's true in life, isn't it? You never know what to expect. But the music business, it's certainly true. No one ever knows. I love it when managers and A&R men give you the spiel about if you do this, something will happen, and this is how you'll be successful, this is how you have a hit record. No one knows. This is the thing. No one knows. Life is just full of unexpected events, and the Zombies' career is one of those unexpected events. I thought probably it would be a two or three year adventure traveling around the world playing the music I love with my mates, and here I am 60 something years later, still in the music business and still loving it.
Well, and the music holds up so well. The documentary is out there, Hung Up on a Dream, and the story of Odyssey and Oracle is so fascinating. We talked with Rod about this a couple of years ago on the show, and people would be shocked now because it's considered one of the great albums of all time. But the record company, am I right, wanted nothing to do with this album?
They weren't going to release it in America at all. And it's only down to Al Kooper, who was a founding member of Blood, Sweat and Tears. He was taking a turn as an A&R man at CBS, and in his first morning there, he went in to see Clive Davis, the big god of CBS, and he said, whatever it costs, we have to get this album, Odyssey and Oracle. And Clive Davis said, we already own it, but we weren't going to release it. And that's when Al Kooper went in to bat for us, and he pressured them into releasing the album, and then eventually he pressured them into releasing Time of the Season. Time of the Season was the third single from the album. The game was nearly over at that point, but Al just wouldn't give up, and Time of the Season went on to be number one in Cashbox, and I think number two or number three in Billboard. It was a huge success, and so much of that is due to Al Kooper.
But had you guys broken up by the time of the Season was riding high on the charts?
Yeah, timing was never one of our great strengths. And it had seemed as though that the band had come to the end of its lifespan. We'd worked so hard for 3 years, from 64 to 67. We'd played practically every night. And it seemed as though the career was diminishing day by day. And the three non-writers especially were absolutely broke. And we had the final meeting where we said, guys, look, it looks like it's, you know, we've had our day and it's been fun and it's time to get on and work on new projects. And that's what we did. But who would know 2 years later, you go and have a huge hit record. By that time, we were all committed to other projects and it just wasn't humanly possible to get back together again and really enjoy the success of Time of the Season, which is kind of sad, really. But then we have this reawakening of interest in the Zombies many, many years later, which eventually took us to being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2019. So we got our moment in the sun. It just was a little bit delayed. You know, we got our accolades, but it was 50 or 60 years after the time of the Season.
Well, whether it's Time of the Season, the Odyssey and Oracle songs, Tell Her No, She's Not There, or the work you did a couple of years ago on Different Game, you have such a distinctive sound. How did you find what we think of as the Zombie sound?
It was just a firstly, it's chance, because we were five guys who came together in a little town called St. Albans, just north of London. And the way we met was not, you know, there weren't lengthy auditions. It was just chance we got together. And then over a period of time, we realized that these five guys who started out as complete strangers, together we made a unique sound. There was no effort to follow a trend. There was no effort to create a unique sound. It just happened. And I'm just eternally grateful that it did. It's given us such a wonderful life.
And I mentioned Different Game. What a wonderful album that was. And you guys, when recording that a couple of years ago, still at the top of your game.
I think so. I mean, I always think of this as the second incarnation of the Zombies because it's only Rod Argent on keyboards and the main songwriter and myself on lead vocal. And the other guys have been with us for a long time. Some of them, Steve Rofford, our drummer, has been with us for 20 years, but none of them were in the original lineup. But they're just wonderful players and a pleasure to tour with and to record with. Great players.
Now, I understand you're working on a solo album as well.
Yeah, early days, but I would hope that in the early part of next year there'll be a new solo album. I've always kept a solo career going, and it's been relatively successful around the world. I've never managed to have any success in the States, so I'm an emerging rock singer. Even after all these years, I've just taken a long time to emerge, and hopefully the next album will do it. But also, I'd like to think we can make a new Zombies album as well. You may know Rod had a stroke about a year ago, but
Right. But he's
he's
written some new
really
songs, right?
has written some new songs, and he's really strong. He's not going to tour again, and I think very wisely he's going to protect his health. But he's full of hope that he's going to be writing and recording in the near future, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to the brand new remastered mono version of Odyssey and Oracle coming out officially on September 26th. Anybody who hasn't seen it, check out the documentary Hung Up on a Dream. The world is a better place when we've got music out there from you, Colin and Rod, Zombies and solo work as well. We wish you continued good health and success. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show. I've really enjoyed it. Cheers.